This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Silt police are investigating an alleged physical altercation between U.S. Rep. Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband Jason Boebert. Jason Boebert told the media outlet The Daily Beast that his ex-wife punched him in the face at a restaurant in Silt Saturday night. Representative Lauren Boebert denied the claim, saying the incident is a reason she plans to move congressional districts. Local law enforcement say they will investigate. Criminal charges against former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will move forward next month. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports a federal judge dismissed Peters' attempt to prevent a trial.
Peters' lawsuit sought to stop her upcoming trial for copying hard drives from her county's voting equipment after the 2020 election. The lawsuit alleged that investigations against her were unlawful and violated her rights to free speech, freedom of association, and her right to petition the government. It named U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and Mesa County DA Daniel Rubenstein. Peters' trial will begin February 7th as planned. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Colorado's GOP party chair Dave Williams has announced his candidacy to represent Colorado's 5th congressional district. That seat is currently held by Representative Doug Lamborn, who announced Friday he would not seek re-election. All three of Colorado's Republican-held seats in Congress are now up for grabs in the 2024 election. Longtime Congressman Ken Buck has also announced his retirement. Representative Lauren Boebert is switching districts to run for Buck's seat. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.